The Best Podcast in Baseball is brought to you by Closets by Design. Update your closet, garage, office, pantry, and more. Imagine your home totally organized with Closets by Design. Call 1-800-BY-DESIGN. That's 1-800-BY-DESIGN.
The greatest robbery in St. Louis history? Maybe it was the Southwest Bank robbery of 1953. But for most Cardinal fans, it was what happened in Kansas City in Game 6 of the 1985 World Series. I'm Benjamin Hockman, and this is Playbacks, an audio series that brings to life the archives of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, recorded and edited by Chris Lay.
Jesse James Rides Again in Blue Suit by Kevin Horrigan, sports editor for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, October 27th, 1985, Dateline, Kansas City. It is not known what Don Dinkinger plans to do with his day today before he goes to work tonight. The weather is supposed to be nice, so perhaps Dinkinger can drive north from Kansas City to the little Clay County town of Liberty. There's a place there he ought to see, the boyhood home of Jesse James. Jesse James used to rob trains for a living. He'd ride up with his gang, pull a gun, and heist the loot. Don Dinkinger ought to be able to relate to that. He robbed the Cardinals blind last night. Don Dinkinger is an American League umpire who, through the vagaries of the new non-merit system, was assigned to umpire the World Series. He was stationed at first base last night, and it was his call there in the ninth inning that denied the Cardinals, perhaps just postponed, a World Series victory. Watch the replay on your monitor. George Orta is leading off the ninth inning for the Royals, down one to zip, and down to their last gasp. Reliever Todd Worrell delivers, and Orta bounces the ball to between Jack Clark at first and Tom Hare at second. Clark fields it, tosses to Worrell, covering at first, and Orta is clearly out by a half a step. But no! Your replay lies! See the man in blue, our man Don Dinkinger, signal safe. See the Cardinals argue. See Dinkinger shake his head. The Royals are alive. They came back, of course, to beat the Cardinals 2-1 in as good a finish to a ball game as you'd ever want to see. Unless you root for the Cardinals. Or unless you like to see the games won or lost by the players and not the umpires. The Cardinals contributed to their own demise after that. Jack Clark didn't catch a Steve Balboni pop foul that he should have, and then Balboni singled. Worrell made a great play to get the lead runner on a sacrifice attempt, and then Darryl Porter, who habitually reaches for outside pitches instead of moving to block them, reached for one that got away. Passed ball, one out, two men in scoring position, and Dane Orge got to be a hero. That was the only good thing about the inning from an Eastern Missouri point of view. Dane Orge, a former Cardinal and one of the nicest men ever to wear the birds on the bat, got to be a hero by driving in two runs with a single to right. In 1982, he was a World Series hero for the Cardinals. In 1985, he killed them. This was his job. Don Dinkinger also killed them. This was not his job. The Cardinals' clubhouse was not a pretty place after this man-made disaster. It was as quiet as Jesse James's grave. The smell of barbecue wafted from the post-game defeat. It mixed, not well, with other smells. Tom Hare sat on the floor of his locker, staring into the middle distance. He did not wish to talk. This was uncharacteristic. Willie McGee sat on the floor of his locker, ignoring his plate of barbecue. He slammed his hand against the locker wall, a gesture of frustration. This, too, was uncharacteristic. In his office, manager Whitey Herzog sat staring blankly. Usually more voluble after defeat than victory, Herzog was different tonight. He had just been cheated, and he didn't care who knew it. Someone told him that at least he had the comfort of sending John Tudor out to salvage the series Sunday. "Don't make a damn," he said flatly. "We had the damned World Series won tonight." It was suggested that the replay showed that Clark's toss to Worrell had beaten Orta to the bag by at least a half a step. "Beat him more than that," Herzog said. I went out and asked him what the hell was going on. If he told me that Todd had pulled his foot off the bag, I would not have said anything. But he told me he beat it. And that was BS. A guy said the Cardinals seem to have seen their share of bad umpiring in the postseason. We do seem to be coming up one short on that stick, Herzog agreed. I'm not supposed to comment on the umpiring, he said. And then he took a pull from a long neck bottle of Bud. But if you want my opinion, it's horseshit. Man, umpiring ain't all that hard. The three American League umpires I'm talking about, not ours. Our guys haven't given us a break, but they've called pretty good games. It was noted to Herzog, as if anyone had to note it, that the umpire's latest contract with Major League Baseball gives each umpire the right to work in postseason play according to a rotation system that has nothing to do with how good he is. The system came under fire in the American League playoffs. The American League seems to be a veritable James Gang of bad umpires. And now it has reared its ugly head just when the Cardinals needed it least. Let me just say this, Herzog said. The two best teams in baseball are supposed to be in the World Series. They ought to have the best umpires from the two leagues, too. I think it's a disgrace.
Thanks for listening to Playbacks. Be sure to check out the links and related articles in this episode's show notes.
But no, your replay lies.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.